Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Ranchers, this is Red Steagall. I'm planning to see you at the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on April 25th. Now, the conference this year is more important than ever with all the changes in markets, environments, and our ever-changing world. Nationally known speakers will address important subjects critical to your beef cattle business. Contact the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension Office to register. 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
Dr. Ian Burke, weed scientist and associate professor at Washington State University, presented this week before the Oklahoma Wheat Commission Board of Directors on a troubling issue that has growing concerns surrounding it and no definite answers to speak of when it comes to finding a viable solution. Our farm director, Ron Hayes, was there to ask Burke a question that many in the industry find themselves asking now. Will we have enough tools available in the future to combat weeds in our wheat fields while at the same time staving off resistance?
What's happened is, while we see new herbicides coming into the market, the number of new herbicides is really slowed to a trickle.
Burke explains that because of the nature of the U.S. wheat industry, where it's segmented into three separate production regions, each of which with its own unique constraints and weed species, it's difficult for chemical companies to develop a one-size-fits-all product. But he says since the development of the formulas available today, there has been little breakthroughs in herbicide technology. He says if you look closely at many of the herbicides being sold today, most of the active ingredients being used are shared between different brands and formulations.
You know, there's a real emphasis now among the agrochemical industry to try and find that new mode of action, and I think that that's largely to do to, with interest in claiming that new discovery more than anything. But no one has yet found a new mode of action, really, since the introduction of the HPPD inhibitors back in the late 1980s. It's sort of astonishing to think about us relying on the same herbicide modes of action for as long as we have now and potentially for the foreseeable future, because we know herbicide resistance is a growing problem. It's not going away. It's not getting smaller.
Part of the problem, though, lies in the economics of innovation.
So 2,4-D is a very effective broadleaf herbicide, and it's been very durable. It's an incredible technology. You think about how long we've used it since the 1950s. When you have a herbicide like that that costs as little as it does, I mean, it's an inexpensive, effective product, to displace that from the marketplace means that the manufacturers have to come up with something that's as inexpensive and more effective, and that's been a real hurdle.
Instead of being reliant on chemicals, though, Burke suggests taking into consideration using other strategies and tools outside the chemical realm to manage weeds such as crop rotation.
Those tools require more skill to deploy successfully, and what the wheat looks like, what the weed management looks like, is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Herbicide really is an incredible tool because it is so effective.
Right.
So those often take a lot longer to find than a new herbicide, unfortunately.
Burke says that for now, though, there is little outside of a jug that will solve weed control issues, but assures he is cautiously optimistic for what the future may hold. You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.